This is what Jesus did in his resurrection, being at seat at the right hand of God. And hey, Father, you know how my life is wrapped up in your life? And like I'm risen and with you, body and soul and spirit, the whole nine yards. Well, you know, give that to them as well. And Jesus goes, and God goes, yeah, when you come back and you finish your work, yeah, they will have that too. Like we have it in Christ Jesus. We are more than conquerors because of what he did on the cross. But every day, man, I'm perplexed. That's what Paul says. I'm not disheartened, but I'm perplexed on, I have this, but I don't see it, right? Because sometimes it seems like the enemies are winning. They have the peace, and I just have work. And it's just hard in this life. Well, I think what really helps us through that, because this is Jesus' command to love your enemies, is that at that moment, when Jesus was getting ready to give us that all, this is what Paul says Jesus was doing on the cross. It changes our hearts and our minds. He said this in Romans 5. Why we were still helpless at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For rarely would anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, perhaps somebody might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us that, and while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than because we have now been declared righteous by his blood, we shall be saved through him from God's wrath. For while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his own son. How much more, since we have been reconciled, shall we be saved by his life? Not only this, but also we will rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have been now reconciled with this reconciliation. While we were jokers and clowns, Christ died for us. So not only do we get his riches, his goodness, his life, his kingdom, he did it when we were like the furthest from him, right? And he was going, I'm perplexed, but not downheartened. Like, you won't stop him, right? When we were his enemies, Christ died for us and showed us his grace and love. That changes our hearts and our minds against our enemies, or at least it should, right? Like, we don't look at them as hopeless people. I mean, these are people that Christ died for and rose for. We are not like them. We don't fight for the powers of this world. We don't fight for the honor of being called great by the standards of this world, but we fight and stand and receive a kingdom to come, a world greater than this, an inheritance that is imperishable. You know, so we can have jokers to the left and the clowns to the right, and thankfully Christ is right there in the middle with us, walking us through this life, in this life. Christ says, right, to love your enemies. He said this in Matthew chapter 5. Here it is. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes the sun to rise on evil and the good, and to send rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? So be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. This was hit home to me just recently. Last Friday, I gave the sermon at my uncle's memorial service in Phoenix, Arizona. And this basic teaching of Jesus hits home for me at this moment, because that marriage was always kind of a tough one in my family. I remember from a kid on, even to like that service, my family did not get along with his wife. I don't believe there's only one party to blame, but she made it really easy to hate her. Right? And I'm not saying I'm right. I'm not saying that's good, but I'm just saying that's a teaching of Jesus was hit home hard over this time. My whole family was dealing with it. And it was at that moment, what should my family do with this woman, right? Like, my uncle requested to be buried bodily, and she cremated him.